Chat with Natalie. Getting to Know Yourself is a hit radio show to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. During the show, Natalie's passionate delivery and spot-on guidance will empower you to realize that you are absolutely perfect. This show will help you on your journey, especially when times are trying or demanding. Natalie and her special guests will help you raise your vibration, tap into your innate wisdom, and provide unprecedented solutions to whatever you're facing. Whether it be energy healing, holistic health, spirituality, on-air readings, and energy attunements, your life will be forever changed for the good. Join Natalie and her guests each week as together you tap into the wisdom of the Akashic Records and channel information from her Council of Isis and other ascended masters. Get ready to ignite more joy, peace, laughter, and harmony in your life. Now, here's your host, Natalie.
And hello, everyone. I'm Natalie, and you are listening to Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience the miracle of coming home to yourself, especially on the day before Christmas. As you know, each Friday on Chat with Natalie, we have some of the most intriguing individuals, healers, speakers, and authors, all here helping you to reconnect with your own beautiful inner core. And I'm happy today as well, not just because it's the day before Christmas, but also because of the guest who I will introduce in just a few minutes. Because as you know, if you have listened before, and if you have not listened before, welcome. There's something I always like to do before we get started. And that is that I would like us all to really get ready for the show and all that we may experience. For us and all of our senses to be truly open to the information that will be shared today, we want to take a minute to clear ourselves of anything negative that may have attached itself to us, consciously or subconsciously. This is a very simple practice that you can also do by yourself, whenever you feel that negativity may be clinging on to you. So, work with me now as we will take three very deep breaths in from the stomach area or the diaphragm all the way up towards the chest and the throat, and we'll hold it there for the count of three, and then you release the breath out as hard as you can to really let go of negativity. One more time. Take it all the way in. And when you count to three while you're holding it, use your own rhythm. I don't want you to gag. And release. Good. One more time. Hold it and release. Yes, and I always shake my hands to really get rid of anything. You never know what may just be clinging on to you. All righty. Thank you. We are ready. So, have you ever thought about your own voice as your own truth? Have you ever just considered reconnecting with your own voice, reconnecting with your own truth? Well, you may have, you may not have, but today certainly is the day when we can learn a lot more about that, finding your own voice, seeking the truth, and all of that, because today I have the honor and the joy of welcoming David Matthew Brown to discuss some of this with us. David, how are you doing today?
Good, thank you for having me on, and happy holidays.
Yes, happy holidays. What a day to connect, isn't it?
Definitely. I can tell you this because it's a good Christmas joke. I heard it on the plane coming from Los Angeles to San Francisco. Why does Santa Claus have three gardens?
Huh?
So he can ho, ho, ho.
All righty. That is good. That's why I don't have a garden. Oh, that is good. And, of course, you know, thinking about gardens and all of that, we do always need to keep in mind that we do have a lot of clearing and cleansing to every single day. And of course, you and I talked a little before the show, but before I get into all the issues that we want to discuss or that our guides will want us to discuss, there's always one question that I have, and I tend to not warn people about it, but you always know I'm good for something. So here's my question for you, Dave. How well do you know yourself, and how did you get there?
How well do I know myself, and how did I get there?
Yeah. Because I know you've been doing a lot of work.
Yeah, I've been going through a lot of work, in particular the past year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
It really feels like you have moments for myself where I had a moment of clarity, and then with that clarity, you kind of run with it. Like it's like you're hang gliding for a little
bit.
Mm-hmm. But you're hang gliding with your feet still on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So you're like, yeah, I'm totally in it. I'm totally doing this. I totally know myself. And then all of a sudden, your feet go out from underneath you, and you're like, oh, my goodness sakes, I have no idea where I'm going, what's happening. I don't know anything or anybody.
Yeah.
And then that's when it really seems that you're in this place of openness where people sense that. So however they're feeling, whether it is good or bad, they will, depending on where they're at, kind of either dump on you or support you at that moment when you're really open.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's been just a process, just a journey. I remember the first time that I made the decision to stop running.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, there's a great moment in Forrest Gump when he's in the Grand Canyon. He's been running across the country for a year and a half.
Yeah.
He's got like a pack full of people behind him, right? And
right.
He just stops.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, you know what, I'm tired.
I'm done.
I want to go back home. Yeah, I want to go back home. And someone yells, well, what are we going to do? And that's what happens. And that's what happened on my journey was I decided that I wanted to go home probably about 6 or 7 years ago. And it wasn't the right time for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody around me was like, well, then what are we going to do? We only know you as this person.
Right.
Right. And there's a part of me that was just tired of running. And I didn't know I was running at the time. I didn't know what I was running from or to or anything. It was just a normal pattern.
Mm-hmm.
So from there was just an unfoldment. It just keeps unfolding. And like you said, the first thing that popped in my mind this morning when I was thinking about this talk, and,
mm-hmm.
and this has never come up in an interview, so God bless you all. When I was in Catholic school, we did the Our Father.
Yeah.
And, right, and the Our Father is great just to live in the present moment, just being
right.
present, because what it says is that, essentially, what the prayer says is, listen,
mm-hmm.
you don't need your own will. You don't need to try to think about things or why things are worried about. In fact, give us this day our daily bread. It means that throughout the day, you'll get inspired or God will give you some sort of creative inspiration or thought or something or someone to go to or what to do.
I like that.
So it shows you that you're always being fed.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, well, that's comforting. So I'll just live with that.
Uh-huh.
And, you know.
It's actually funny that you bring that up, because that's one of the prayers that I say a number of times during the day, just whenever I feel like it. And
oh,
I never looked at it
yeah.
as you know, being fed with the inspiration, but that's probably why I've been saying it.
Exactly. And it also says at the end, right, the old way of using the prayer was, deliver us from the evil one.
Mm-hmm. I don't use that.
No, but that's the old way of
right.
saying it, which was deliver us from the evil one, which is actually your mind, your own hell,
mm.
right? So please, deliver us from all temptation, all desires to get even or revengeful or competition or comparing or all the nonsense in which we feel that for a brief moment we've overpowered somebody. Just deliver us from all that, because that's wicked, right? So just let me live in integrity. If I can live in integrity for right now and throughout my day, no matter what, I'm okay. And that's pretty much what we're talking about today, which
yeah.
is your voice.
And that's fascinating, because, you know, even though I do say the prayer, I must say that I always change the ending a little bit. So I love the
yeah.
fact that had to be the reason why it had to come up today, you know. because I think there's something to be said about traditional prayers. I think prayers are enormously important, but I also think that we are allowed to change them, that we don't have to just keep saying the same thing over and over again because somebody wrote it that way if it doesn't resonate with us. So I think we are allowed to make a couple of changes here and there so that it is true for us.
Right.
Yeah. And that's just important. That's just crucial. Yeah.
I like that.
Now, the other thing that you said is, or that I asked you is, How do you know, how well do you know yourself? And I guess the answer to that would be one day very well, one day not so well.
Exactly. I think that's like for everybody, right? One day you just, you know, I don't even know if that's it. It's just being.
Mm-hmm.
And how I know myself now compared to, like, if I had to compare it to even like 6 months ago or seven mm-hmm. months ago, I would say that I know myself a lot more.
Right.
There's always a discovery to be made. There's always something that comes up, or like an instance where you're like, "Wow, I didn't know that was there."
Right.
Right. And then what's great is, rather than running from it, like we talked about with Forrest Gump,
mm-hmm.
there's just something that just goes, "Well, you know what? This is what showed up. Here's where I'm at. I know that this isn't going to be all for life eternal. I know I'm never going to be, you know, not going to be in this drama, whatever it is,
right.
whatever comes up, for all eternity." It's mm-hmm. just right now.
Yeah.
And then the quicker that you're actually with it fully, it dissipates, and then something else happens, and then that dissipates, and something else comes. It's like watching a movie.
Yeah.
So my life is more like watching a movie now than trying to interject or mm-hmm. whatever it used to be. I don't really know if that makes sense. But
no, it does make perfect sense. It does make perfect sense, because I think that's part of the problem for us very often, that we try to take charge and make things happen instead of going with the flow. And once we go with the flow and like you said, just accept it, there is a reason why everything is happening. And so if we just really accept that and just, like you said, go with it and be present in that, especially if we can at the same time sort of observe what is going on, I think that's really crucial. That's a huge step, I think, for all of us to get there. So.
Right. Well, we're so attached. I'll speak for myself. What I observed for myself, because I can't speak for your listening audience, but what I observed for myself was that my attention seemed to be the focal point was entranced by the material, like the things outside of myself, more mm-hmm. than being just staying inward all the time. And once I put 70 to 80% of my attention inward and made everything outside of me impersonal, which has mm-hmm. been part of the journey,
mm-hmm.
then it just allows things to come and go. And so as if your attention could be inward for about 70 to 80% of the time, what's great about it is when you are standing in your voice and in integrity and in a place of that nature, then you'll stand there and then something will move you and go, okay, it's time to move on now.
And that is the perfect segue into our break. We will talk more about finding your true voice, your inner truth, and how you possibly can get there in just a minute. So please stay tuned, and we will be right back.
Chat with Natalie. Getting to Know Yourself is a hit radio show to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. During the show, Natalie's passionate delivery and spot-on guidance will empower you to realize that you are absolutely perfect. Natalie and her special guests will help you raise your vibration, tap into your innate wisdom, and provide unprecedented solutions to whatever you're facing. Whether it be energy healing, holistic health, spirituality, on-air readings, and energy attunements, your life will be forever changed for the good. Join Natalie and her guests each week as together you tap into the wisdom of the Akashic Records and channel information from her Council of Isis and other Ascended Masters. Tune in every Friday at noon Pacific Time for Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit HealingIsis.com for a complete show schedule and to book a session with Natalie.
If you've gone through a separation and feel disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear, there is a new pathway to joy for you. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through this separation with soul and hope. So get ready to step into a new relationship with yourself and build a fabulous new life. Contact Monique today at 617-328-7113. That's 617-328-7113. And visit soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift of love today.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
TalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Back on Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself. My guest today is David Matthew Brown, and I think I'm correct in saying that, David, you have a little counseling, I want to say business, for lack of a better term, and that's called White Line Counseling. So before we get back to finding our own voice and possibly talking more about prayers, how could people get in touch with you if they needed some help, let's say, with grief issues or finding their own voice? What's the best way to get in touch with you?
You can just simply get in touch with me through my email, which is ruah111@gmail.com, which is ruha, which is breath in Hebrew. So it's ruha111@gmail.com, and my emphasis when I was in school was bereavement support and crisis support. In bereavement support, as people may not know, for most people deals with death, but the way that I deal with it in my business is essentially I deal with, you know, death, loss of a relationship, loss of a job, loss of maybe yourself. Maybe you lost yourself because you had an illness, and nothing makes sense anymore, and you need some guidance. You just need to be in a place where you're not judged or condemned for being you. And so when people meet with me, that's simply what they get. It's like you're meeting a best friend you haven't seen for years.
Yeah.
So people are always surprised. They come in, I pour them a cup of tea.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, we sit down and we dialogue and we talk about what's going on, and before you know it, you know, they transform or they heal or they want to continue to move forward. So it's just about self-understanding and awareness, and it's very simple yet profound. So a lot of people have a lot of shifts. So I'm, you know, grateful that I could be of service.
And there's two things that you just mentioned that I have to jump on, David. One of them is, you know, it is simple, but even though, like you said, it's simple, it's so profound. Very often we're looking at technology and lots and lots of complicated methods to heal ourselves or to find ourselves, while really it just takes someone like you, or, you know, for some of us, we just sit down ourselves. It just takes time and honesty and love to really reconnect.
Right.
And I think that's the art that has been lost, the simple art of just being.
Yeah, and, well, you know what's interesting, and it's fascinating to bring that up, because we use so many words, right? So when we cut to the chase and someone's sitting with you, what is it that you would like when you're sitting with a friend? You just want to be heard.
Mm-hmm.
You want
right.
to be seen. You just want to be listened to. And most of the time when you do that with somebody and you don't say too much and you're just listening, people shift, people heal, because for the first time in their life, what they're really searching for, the reason why most people are running is because they don't want to be seen, mm-hmm. right? Because they feel like if they're seen fully, then they're not going to be appreciated. But now you're in an environment where you're not condemned or judged, and you can just be yourself.
Yeah, and there's an art to the listening, because very often we've just been so, so trained or socially conditioned in any conversations. Normally, our own thoughts come to our mind, and we acknowledge the other person, but we're not really hearing and all of that. So an environment like the one that you described, that you create, where you really listen, you don't interject, whether you want to call it, you know, active listening or whatever terminology we find, but just getting out of your own way and really hearing the other person, it is so important. It is so important. I so agree with you.
Yeah, there's a difference between, and your listeners can probably relate to this, there's a difference between responding and reacting. A reaction is based on a reenactment in your mind of what you think is going to happen or what you think that person is going to say, and you're already preparing yourself for war.
Mm-hmm.
A response is to just fully listen with no story going on. And then from there, from your heart, you're able to respond. And when you actually respond to somebody, you realize that the response to them is simple. It's complete.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's heart to heart. So there's not really too much dialogue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, the other thing that you said, because I was hearing what you said, was when you talked about loss, that it's not just necessarily, you know, losing a loved one who transitioned back home. There are so many different ways of losing, and I especially picked up on what you said about losing oneself. Since the show, of course, is about getting to know yourself, losing oneself, I don't think has to only happen when we're ill, right? It can't just happen because of social conditioning, right?
Yeah, it definitely happens for most of us. It happens when we're in school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we're in school, we're taught to follow a format. We're not told to ask questions. Later on, when we do ask questions, the other kids in class don't want us to ask questions because we just want to get out of class.
Right.
So after a while, we're just preconditioned to listen and just do what we're told without questioning anything.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is, because of that conditioning and because we accept it, what we do is we don't question our own stories that we're telling ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it does happen from social conditioning. Here's a good example. I'll be very brief for you. You're born, right?
Yeah, I hope so.
Your parents raise you. They then put you into a school. After you graduate from school, you go into a job. Now you have a boss. So by the time you retire, your whole life has just been somebody else's choices for you.
Mm-hmm.
You really haven't made any choices for yourself. It feels like you have.
Mm-hmm.
But you've just followed everybody else. And so the road less traveled would be the one where you're like, well, wait a second. I got to question what the heck I'm doing.
Yeah.
I'm responsible for this. Well, I'll tell you this. When that happens, that road is the most difficult, profound, life-changing, you name it. But that's a warrior to me. That would be like a warrior of life, mm-hmm. coming back home. Mm-hmm. Lifting dumbbells and barbells and saying that you're strong and bullying people physically and threatening them and all the nonsense that people think is strong,
mm-hmm.
that's a coward.
Right.
Those are cowards. You know, they had that lion in Wizard of Oz that was searching for a heart.
Mm-hmm.
Without the heart, he was a coward. So when you're connected to your mind and not your heart, it's cowardice, because it takes great courage to stand in your heart and speak.
Yeah. Yeah. And thank you for saying that, because I think on the first show, or just whenever we think about getting to know oneself, and I'm not sure whether you and I talked about this before we went on the air, but people like you the way that you are and the way that you've been for them or appearing to them, because that's the way they know you. The minute that you go on that path to just maybe explore yourself a little more, anything like that, and you are experiencing shifts, you may really understand who you are, what you are not, what is socially conditioned, they may not like you. So it is very, I think it's very insightful and very heart-opening to reconnect with yourself and begin to love yourself. But there is also, I guess, the lone warrior mentality a little bit, because a lot of people will not like seeing you change.
What it is, is, you know, the light and then the moths find the light.
Mm-hmm.
People are attracted to light. So if they're in a miserable place in their life and they're dumping their stuff on you and you're, you know, you're light filled or whatever, they're attracted to your light. They just don't know how to deal with it. So the way that they know how to deal with it is to dump all their stuff on you and walk away.
Right.
So what we're here to discover, as you talked about on your show, is that what's unique is, just like a snowflake, there's not one snowflake. There's not one voice.
Mm-hmm.
So each and every person listening has their own actual unique tone.
Mm-hmm.
So when you can discover that tone or your voice, you'll discover your life path. You'll discover what you're here to do. All of a sudden, you'll start to hear things differently and see things differently. But we're not taught to discover ourselves. We're taught to discover the world.
Right.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. And, you know, and I think that's important. And I want us to talk a little bit more about how exactly we can find our own voice if it has been buried by social conditioning, by loss and other things. But it is, of course, time to go on a break. I'm Natalie, and you're listening to Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself. We will be right back with David Matthew Brown. So please stay tuned.
Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself, is a hit radio show to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. During the show, Natalie's passionate delivery and spot-on guidance will empower you to realize that you are absolutely perfect. Natalie and her special guests will help you raise your vibration, tap into your innate wisdom, and provide unprecedented solutions to whatever you're facing. Whether it be energy healing, holistic health, spirituality, on-air readings, and energy attunements, your life will be forever changed for the good. Join Natalie and her guests each week as together you tap into the wisdom of the Akashic Records and channel information from her Council of Isis and other Ascended Masters. Tune in every Friday at noon Pacific Time for Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit HealingIsis.com for a complete show schedule and to book a session with Natalie.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Saskia Rowell came to America with 5 children and 1 suitcase to follow her dream. She is a soul empowerment coach and best-selling author. Do you want to find your soulmate, the job of your life, or simply thrive? Let Saskia teach you how to turn adversities into adventures and how to live your ideal life. Go to YourSoulGuidance.com and enter to win a free session with Saskia. That website again is YourSoulGuidance.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Get inspired.
create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Welcome back to Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself. I have David with me here today, and we've been talking a little bit about, let's just say, loss, your own voice, getting to know yourself, finding yourself, and aspects related to that, including actually a conversation about a prayer. But right now, because just before the break, David brought up the idea of your own voice. So, David, let's talk a little bit more about finding our unique voice or that special, unique tone that we all have. And why do you think that is so important that we find our own voice?
Well, I think it's important that we find our own voice, that we're able to be happy.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying we're not happy if we're just doing what we've been taught to do?
Well, are you happy when you're told to do what you're supposed to do?
I don't do it anymore. So.
I know, right? So, but most people do. Most people are just, it's like a robot or, mm-hmm. you know. But, you know, it's fascinating. Here's what I always get a good chuckle from.
Okay.
When it comes to love,
mm-hmm.
laughter, joy, even anger, frustration, talking about dreams or hope, those are all free.
Mm-hmm.
Those are free.
Right.
You don't have to pay for them. You don't have to pay for them, but in a way you do pay for them.
Mm-hmm.
So what's fascinating is most people that are going through some sort of loss or debt or a death or whatever it is, you can tell where they're at by the emotions that they're experiencing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of like a duh moment, like yes.
Right.
But with that, as you get in and you sit with them, they'll begin to tell you that yes, and then this other thing in my life also fell apart. And then this mm-hmm. other thing fell apart. And you begin to see that they're all connected. That
right.
most people have foundations built on sand, and when the sand crumbles, rather than just letting it fall, we're trying to put the same sand back to build the foundation.
Because so that's the sand that we know.
It's
that's
what?
Our sandbox, you know?
Yeah, I know. It's a safe box, right? But what we fail to see is that if you can just let it go, which is obviously like, what? But to find your voice, you have to find your voice by breaking it down, letting it all crumble, not holding on. And how do you do that? Well, you begin to ask yourself in situations that you're in, what would love say?
Mm.
What would love do here?
That's a tough question.
Right? What is the right thing to do? What is the right action here? Right? What is the right action for me right now?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what can I do? Sometimes, and this will, you know, this will come through, is you might get nothing.
Right.
So you might say, well, you know, what is the right action to take? Because your mind's all amped up because you want to go and you're in a situation and you're trying to deal with it. And then you're like, well, what do I do? Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't like the answer. What do you mean nothing, right?
Right.
But what it does is it will allow you to tap into yourself because your higher self knows what to do. Whether you believe in a higher self or lower self or any of that, it's all consciousness. It doesn't really matter. But
mm-hmm.
for example, for people that may be new and listening for the first time,
mm-hmm.
That might help you out, just kind of putting a level on it. And you can make your own self-discovery from there. But to ask yourself, what would love do? How would love be right now?
Mm.
Wherever you're at, if you're listening to this right now, ask yourself, you know, how would love be right now? Just to be in love. How would it like be to be in love? Would being, mm-hmm. Can I be in love with being right now? What does this voice sound like? What is my harmonic sound like? When I harmonize, when I'm in harmony, what does my voice sound like? Is it strong?
Mm-hmm.
Is it weak? Is it shy? Is it, you know? So begin to question from that place. You could start to add other questions, but the question that you could start to build a foundation is, can I be in love with right now?
Mm-hmm.
Am I in love with right now? Because if there is only love, if that's what we're telling everybody and if that's what everybody needs to experience,
right,
then they need to experience it. Right? They need to experience what is.
Right.
So if love is healing, if it is unconditional, if it's this thing that is so expansive that we have to fall back into it, or we have to come home to it, or we're already in it, however it is that you're looking at it. What matters is that you're beginning to formulate a friendship with who you really are, right?
Now, let me ask you this, though. Of course, I agree, but there is one little obstacle, I would say.
Bring it on.
And that's the ego. Especially for people who may be doing this for the first time, isn't it? I mean, if they're asking a question, am I happy? On the one hand, yes, we're connecting with our highest self because that's what we're hoping to get the answer from. But right. How do we get that socially conditioned ego out the way that's going to say, of course you're happy?
Right. For me, what works is to test out what the response is.
Mm-hmm.
You could tell by the harshness of the response or the roughness of the response.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a subtle wave that comes over to you that says, yes, yes? Or is it something that comes over and goes, no, I'm not. Yes, I am. Right?
Mm-hmm.
The best thing is to become aware of, first of all, your story.
Mm-hmm.
The story that you're telling, that loudness that you hear, that noise,
mm-hmm.
that's you. Right, that's this thing inside of you that wants itself to be real.
Right.
So that's okay. You know, we put a lot of things in it, right? Like edging God out, ego. You know, like people's got all sorts of wonderful things that they put on it.
Right.
But really, what you can do is just be aware. Be aware of the voice. First of all, inside, it feels like it's inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
So be aware of that voice. Just be aware of it. So test it out. You really, it's really just self-observation. In that observation tower, you're seeing and hearing this voice.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it's telling you stories all the time.
Right.
So for the beginner, the best thing you can do is just be aware of the voice. You don't have to change it. It's like being aware of your breath right now.
Mm.
Just be aware of your breath, and it will go back into harmony.
Yeah. Funny how that works, isn't it?
So you don't have to do anything. When you're aware of something, it actually brings it back into its natural space. It's when we try to change it. So we go, I can't believe I'm thinking this way. I can't believe this is happening. Oh, my God. I got to go drink. I got to go eat. I've got to go eat.
Yeah, everything comes up. Exactly. Yeah.
But
yeah.
If you could be aware of the noise, because that's all it is,
mm-hmm.
not personal. It feels personal. But, yeah, that's what I would suggest.
That makes sense. And then you are hearing your voice, and you've got some answers, but
right.
people will tell you that's not right, you shouldn't be doing that. How do you continue?
Good for them. Good for those people, whoever they are. Whoever those people that are like, that say you're crazy or you're nutty or
I love
a different thing. Yeah, or then you have the people that are just trying their hardest, right? You're spiritual. Mm-hmm. You're not spiritual. Oh, my God, I can't believe they're that way or this way. But where is that coming from?
Mm-hmm.
It's coming from them,
mm-hmm.
right? And if you get a charge or if you get something inside of you that gets hooked up in that and you start to concern yourself on what they're saying,
mm-hmm.
then that's what you need to look at. You need to look at why am I so concerned on what other people think, THINK, of me. It's
mm-hmm.
a thought about you, but it's not about you. It's something they're thinking about themselves,
mm-hmm.
and they haven't yet resolved it. And since they don't want to take the journey and they don't want to go figure it out, well, then you must be wrong in some way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, look at we're coming upon Christmas,
mm-hmm.
which would be considered the Christ's birth, right?
Right.
So as we're coming in a time of the story that we're told is that this is the story of Christ. The Christ is born.
Mm-hmm.
The story that we knew was happening. Well, each and every one of you has that nature in you.
Right.
It's waiting for you to birth it. The way that it births it is if someone is giving you a hard time, you can, first of all, tell them sticks and stones. No, I'm totally But, you know, but what you can simply say is nothing and continue to do your work. Who cares what other people really say about you? I know that it hurts sometimes. I've been through it.
Right. You know, we all have. Yes.
Yes. So, you know, we can definitely talk about forgiveness. Because in order to be in grace, to birth that nature, that Christ nature, that light, which we already are, you have to have grace. With grace comes forgiveness. And then you could forgive because they're giving you a lesson. They're having you step into your power and they don't realize it. They're challenging you and that challenge is an opportunity for you to go, wow, thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing the right thing. Because you're shaking up, you're stirring up the pan if people have problems with you and you should congratulate yourself.
Let me interrupt you, because I think the congratulating oneself is really important, and I think it relates to one other aspect that I do want to talk to you about, but we're going to have to do that after our last break, if that's okay with you. So I want to just invite everybody to please stay tuned as we're going on a break, and we will be right back with David Matthew Brown.
Chat with Natalie. Getting to Know Yourself is a hit radio show to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. During the show, Natalie's passionate delivery and spot-on guidance will empower you to realize that you are absolutely perfect. Natalie and her special guests will help you raise your vibration, tap into your innate wisdom, and provide unprecedented solutions to whatever you're facing. Whether it be energy healing, holistic health, spirituality, on-air readings, and energy attunements, your life will be forever changed for the good. Join Natalie and her guests each week as together you tap into the wisdom of the Akashic Records and channel information from her Council of Isis and other Ascended Masters. Tune in every Friday at noon Pacific Time for Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit HealingIsis.com for a complete show schedule and to book a session with Natalie.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
After a 15-year search for a truly delicious, healthy, easy-to-prepare organic meal, Savitri and Adil Pakivala founded Eastern Essence. They set out to do what their friends and business acquaintances thought impossible, to produce delicious, healthy, vital food grown in harmony with nature and to promote organic farming in India. Happy food, happy people, happy planet. For more information, go to easternessence.com. That's easternessence.com.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Welcome back to Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself. Before we get back to David and all those important issues we've been already discussing, and of course, there's never enough time to really talk in that much depth about everything, I want to let you know that, of course, you can contact David directly, as he mentioned. You can also contact me directly for any of the topics that we've discussed, either because you may want to get in touch with David and you didn't write his email down, which I'll give you again in a second, or maybe you also just want to connect with me. And the best way to do that is, of course, via my website, www.healingisis.com, or on Facebook. And it's just facebook.com/NatIsis2012. Sort of says everything. It's my name, it's my main guide, and the year 2012, which there's so much misunderstanding about. Now, let's get back to David, whom you can reach with the email address ruah111@gmail.com. In case you are intrigued by some of the things that he's been saying, especially about finding your own voice or how to stand up for yourself once you found it. Now, David, let's talk a little bit more about that voice and how you can, I guess, keep control of your own voice even in light of being challenged. What are some of your suggestions other than let's just let the other people talk, because that sometimes is not so easy to do? How can we really keep track of our own voice amidst probably a little bit of a battle?
That's funny, because we're going in Christmas,
mm-hmm.
right? So that's going to be a great practice ground for most of your listeners. The practice ground being that maybe some of you have decided to go on this journey, a journey where you begin to question, a journey where you're beginning to look more inward. Maybe some things have shifted for you. Maybe you're just starting out, but we're going into the holidays, and the holidays are always a wonderful place of denial.
Yes.
You know, it's a wonderful place of denial, because family and friends that haven't seen each other sometimes for all year or 6 months or whatever pretty much are denying the reality of what's actually going on. There's a lot of uncomfortability sometimes. There's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of fakeness. There's a lot of showy competition comparing stuff.
Right.
And so, you know, I would say focus as much as you can on being in love with right now.
Mm-hmm.
Being aware with right now. And keep checking in with yourself when you're in a situation with a family member. Just be aware of what's going on inside of you when you're around people. You don't have to answer them. If someone has a strong reaction towards you, that's their reaction toward you. That's what it feels like. But the only thing that you're responsible for, and this has to be a relief for everybody, is yourself.
Isn't that wonderful? People don't understand that.
I know, it's so simple, but it is difficult because, like we had brought up, I think, in the first or second segment, we are trained to focus on everything outside of ourselves and then try to control that, because we don't know anything inside of ourselves that we can control.
Right.
And what you realize is that when someone doesn't have self-control, they try to control other people.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what I mean? And you could tell that by maybe they eat a lot of food, maybe they drink a lot when things are stressed, maybe they do both, maybe they go to drugs, maybe whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
But all you have to do is be aware of yourself. And that's not being selfish, because being aware of yourself means that you're connected to everybody else. And since you're connected to everybody else and you're being in love, it means that you can meet them with love. They might not want to meet you there, but you're meeting them right where they are. You're saying, okay, That's an interesting way to put that. I never looked at my life that way.
Yeah. And that's,
I like stuff like that.
That's really important, I think, because very often we justify our actions by saying that we're just trying to help somebody else. We're using, in a sense, the other person to either put ourselves in a state of victimhood or just, like I said, justifying why we are not connecting with ourselves as much as we probably could. And, you know, the other aspect of what you mentioned is, no, it is not selfish, it's not egocentric or anything like that to know yourself and stand your own ground, because once you know yourself, you have usually much more love for everybody else, as you also said, David, but also much more understanding for what other people are going through. So you used earlier, I think in the first segment, you used the term react versus respond. And once you know yourself, you love yourself, you stand up for yourself, you respond, you no longer react. And that response comes from love, which is so important.
Right. And you know what you can do that always helps is, like, let's say you're going to go to a family member's house for Christmas or a friend's house. When you're in your car for maybe just 1 minute, you could just simply close your eyes and say to yourself, you know what? I'm sending nothing but forgiveness and unconditional love to everybody in this party before I enter this door.
That's beautiful.
Right?
Yes.
And so try that, and you could just say, and I send myself forgiveness and unconditional love right now, and I send the people in that room or the building unconditional love and forgiveness right now as well, and I bless everybody. Mm-hmm. And then you get in the room and see what happens.
Yeah.
You know, but if you can bless the room and yourself before you enter it, that's what kings do.
Mm-hmm.
And queens. And that's what king and queens, that's all they really do. You know what I mean? And each one of us are king and queens.
Oh, you know, yes.
each of us is a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just you being yourself is a blessing. And I know that was brought up earlier, but how many times do you actually decide that you're going to go on this journey and you thank yourself for making that decision?
Right.
Because what you're saying is that your way doesn't work anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It was selfish.
Mm-hmm.
I want a bigger way. I want a different perspective. I'm tired of taking a picture of the corner of the room and I miss the whole room.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. So. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, whether it is, like you said, the blessing, I always tell my students or my mentees, the people that I work with, if I go into difficult situations, you know, we all use either prayers or some form of a blessing. And I always just, number one, I clear myself. And then I also use the white light, of course, and I surround myself in the white light, and I just ask for assistance that I will be able to deal with any vibrations that might come up in a loving way. So very much exactly what you also said.
That's great.
Now, I also just want to, because we're almost out of time, I want to remind everybody that you are available, of course, and it's just being of service, that's what we do. You are available and you love to connect with people who might need a little bit of help in either finding their own voice, or if they're going through a grief or loss of any kind right now, finding their own truth, realizing who they are. They can get in touch with you, of course, as we said. And you were kind enough to offer a special that if they write you an email and in the subject line they say, Dr. Pat Show, you will actually give them a special, a 2-for-1 session over the phone or in person. And that's the other thing that's really important, that people can get in touch with you via phone. Okay.
Different.
Now, David, we are out of time. I want to thank you. We've talked before, and we will do a lot more work together. I know that as 2012 comes. Thank you for your time, and thank you for everything you've shared. I think it's been, as always, interesting, enticing, and unpredictable. And I want thank everybody who's tuned in to chat with Natalie, getting to know yourself. Time flew by as always. I want to thank everybody. I want to invite you to join us again. And I want to also just leave you with a thought that love is really all that matters, even in a world where we do need money for other things. So I'm going to wish everybody happy holidays, Merry Christmas, whatever you do or don't celebrate. Just please celebrate and love yourself and enjoy whatever time you have here, now, and with yourself and those that you love, because love is the one thing that never ends, especially if you give it truly. Have a very Merry Christmas, everybody, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself. Tune in each Friday at noon Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. Get ready to ignite more joy, peace, laughter, and harmony in your life every Friday at noon Pacific Time for Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit HealingIsis.com for a complete show schedule and to book your session with Natalie. Continue the conversation with Natalie on her Facebook page, Facebook.com/NatIsis2012. That's NatIsis2012.